Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. There is a lot of noise coming out of the United States Congress that is anti-Israel. That's the headline. Sam Rohr comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
A lot of noise coming out of the United States Congress as it focuses on what's happening in Israel, the Israeli, Hamas, and Temple Mount conflict that's happening right now. It's not good, is it, to hear the squad continually attacking the Jewish state?
Jimmy, no, it is not a good thing. And I think that this group, the squad we would call them, is actually moving the Democrat majority in the House now into a position that in the past was somewhat bipartisan in support of Israel. You're seeing some radical movement of the entire Democrat majority into a support of Hamas and opposed to Israel. And this is a very serious matter. I think there's been an advantage for a long time in that the supporters of Israel have been able to pull together a coalition of both Democrats and Republicans. That cross-aisle coalition has been very, very important when it comes to Israel, the support of military equipment, for instance, to Israel, or funding. That coalition has existed for a long time, but I think what you see right now is a breaking, a severing of that coalition, and with that, I believe you are now going to be seeing an increasingly hostile position by the U.S. Congress, and of course, our president is clearly on the side of Hamas and the Palestinians anyways, and Iran. I am fearful of a very significant policy shift from the standpoint of the United States Congress as it relates to Israel. I think what we are witnessing right now is perhaps an historic shift. Something is underway in the Middle East. I think this escalation is not backing off. I think the president's request or order or urging or whatever to Benjamin Netanyahu to de-escalate, and Netanyahu's response to him that he appreciates the input, but he's going to go ahead and defend the people of Israel. This is being tied into right now potential for arms shipments to Israel. I don't know if they get the support out of Congress now for it, so I think we are in very eventful days.
Sam Rohr explaining that the United States Congress, at least some of its members, are becoming very anti-Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. A number of members of the United States Congress have become outspoken in their attacks on the Jewish state of Israel. History tells us that nations which turn against the Jewish state will answer to God. That could mean the demise of America and the reason that the United States is not mentioned in Bible prophecy. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...